Have you ever been in a room where with other people and they're talking about you as if you're not there? This is how I've been feeling about a lot of things in the church lately. When we talk about the things of God or how the church operates or the very nature of the church, we talk as if God is not present. What would Jesus do? What would he do as if he's not here? No, not what would he do, but Jesus, what do you think? Should probably be the question we should be asking instead of what would Jesus do, as if we don't know what Jesus would do. He's made it very clear through the scriptures what he would do, and he's made it very clear how he was going to continue in the world even though he's risen and ascended. And he said he would do that through his church, the mystical body, or as the second reading said, he is the head of the body, the church. So sometimes when we become more congregational-like, we become a decapitated body. And the body just goes around. You know, you cut a chicken's head off and the body just runs over there. Right? That's kind of the way the church is acting these days, as if we don't have a head. We in our high intellects try to solve all of our problems without consulting Jesus, what do you think of this matter? And so we come up with our ideas and try to push them on him as opposed to going to him and forcing ourselves to accept what he has already offered to us. We lack nothing. We really do. We lack absolutely nothing other than our own desire, interest, and perseverance. When we think of a king, oftentimes we think of either a bloodline, which is the English model, or we think of electing someone, more like our model, a president we would call him, but certainly the person in charge. But that's not how God operates. We see in our gospel passage, and we've kind of been reflecting on this, the headship and the body. And as the head had to be crucified, so too must the body be crucified. And that's a little bit of what we are probably going through in our current culture, in our current day church, in our own flesh, constantly being put to death so that we can rise again. So as we think about the gospel passage today, look at all the different responses to Jesus' lordship or his kingship, his sovereignty. They sneered at him. If you're the Christ, save yourself. How often do we shout the same thing? Well, if he is, then he could. The thieves, one good thief, one bad thief. They're both thieves, but one is a good thief. Eh? Who knew? You could have a good liar and a bad liar, a good cheat and a bad cheat. And that's the question for us this week, you know, just to give you the heads up now. Which are we? Are we the one that sits there caught in our crime, telling Jesus to get with it? You know, fix this. I mean, the audacity. And we do it. Just think of the things that we say. If God is good, why am I suffering? Well, maybe you need to suffer. I don't know. But why would you present that as, if you're good, why am I? As if it's coming from his hand to make you suffer. Suffering is part of the human condition because of our choice of sin. That's not his choice. But because of free will, he allows us. We're not puppets. He's not forcing us. Sometimes we would probably like him to force us, but no, we wouldn't, would we? A holy day of obligation, fasting before you receive Holy Communion, going to confession on a regular basis. No, we don't like it when he presents his remedy for the sin. And we also don't like it when he allows us to be free. We're a very fickle crowd. Today, what's being presented to us is, will we allow him, truly allow him, to be sovereign in our life? Will we allow his mind to be our mind now? And when we do so, the culture is going to reject us, just as it rejected him. He was crucified because he went against the culture, not just because he went against the culture. I have nothing to do. I think I'll go against the culture today. He went against it because he presented truth, which was not what the culture wanted. And isn't that happening today? What the culture wants is so contrary to what Jesus has made clear through the scriptures and through the teachings of the church in the 2,000-year history. But most of us just go with the flow. And today we're invited to be like that good thief, to recognize our vulnerability, to recognize our guilt, to recognize we've been caught. And so what is our response? Save yourself and us. Or, Jesus, have mercy on me. Remember me when you come to your kingdom. It takes great humility to recognize that we deserve our punishment. And it takes great humility to call out for mercy. But that's what he's extending to us today. How are we allowing Jesus' kingship to rule us? Is it in title only? Is he just a figurehead in your world, in my world, in my head, in your head, in my actions or in your actions? Or is he really, truly sovereign? Are we trying to think like he thinks, with his mind and his criteria? I've come only to do what the Father told me to do. I only do what I see the Father doing. It is not my will. It's the Father's will. That's why I'm here. I've come not to do my own will, but my Father's will. Constant revelation. He's come to do what the Father asked him to do. And what is that? To bring us back to the Father's kingdom. And that looks like something. It isn't just some thought or idea, but it's concrete. It takes on a true form. It looks like something. So let's ask the Holy Spirit as we go through our week this week, in preparation for Thanksgiving, of course, but even more so, the end of the world, which is what we're meditating on because this is the end of our liturgical year. By looking at the end, the next week when we come back on Sunday to begin Advent, perhaps we can have a new goal in mind. If this is our end, to be one of two thieves, when we come to our end, which would we like to be? The one who continues to push God in a corner as if he's not God, as if he's at our beck and call? Or do we want to come to our end realizing his sovereignty, his holiness, what he has come for, and ask to be admitted into his kingdom, and to hear those beautiful words, "This day you'll be with me in paradise." Let's ask the Holy Spirit to help us.